morning, America. Welcome to a Back to Business Monday, July the 14th, 2025. Big show's on the air, 107.1, 99.7 FM on the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with Joe Nolan, Kermit the Wonder Frog, Nor'easter Nick. Valerie is off today, Hunter Farman, working in the news booth diligently, even as we speak.
All right.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, no. I didn't know that I sent the wrong. Never mind. Continue.
You know, I do send out a schedule that lists.
Yeah, I know.
Including
nobody pays any attention.
Clearly.
So I just my fault. My bad. No.
Okay. How's your
Is that all week?
No, that's just today. Just today.
Oh, okay.
See, we all worked on July 3rd, which was a company holiday.
Yes.
And so because I am a benevolent dictator, I allowed people to then find another day they wanted to take off as a thank you for working, and she selected today,
mm-hmm.
which is why we were off last Monday.
So. Yes.
And again, you would know all of that if you read my memo. So.
Right.
So thanks for bringing all that up. How was your energy drink this morning?
It's good. It's
brand new.
It's a new brand for me, but I've had, so it's the brand is C4. Performance energy. So I've used C4 as it's a workout. It's like a pre-workout powder. I've had that.
It sounds like that stuff they use in the Fast and the Furious movie to make the car go.
Nas.
Yeah.
Yes. I got to turn up to C4, Vin Diesel.
It kind of feels like that because usually I drink an energy drink every day and I know they can be terrible for you. It just is what it is. Sometimes coffee destroys my stomach and I just can't drink it for whatever reason. So I thought I would just try this. They were on sale. I've had the pre-workout before. And this says it's power with a punch and it's energy you can feel. I can really feel it. Like my heart hurts a little bit. So I'm going to slow down a little bit.
That's great, man. You know it's working.
My guess is you're probably supposed to take this before you work out, sort of like the pre-workout
in front of a microphone.
Yeah. So I'm kind of just sitting here typing and I'm drinking this and my body's like, all right, I'm up. Let's do this. Let's go.
Well, give me a little hit on that.
I really can feel it. It says it has 200 milligrams of caffeine in it. So it's,
wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I opened it and I sucked about half of it down right away because that's what I normally do with my energy drinks.
Is that legal? It seems like a lot of caffeine. Wow.
It's like, that's like 3 cups of coffee.
What's the flavor? It's a pink can.
It's strawberry.
Oh, okay.
Strawberry blast.
It
tastes good. It's zero sugar. There's 10 calories in it. There's no fat. There's
it's
no
healthy,
carbs.
Sure.
There's
yeah.
no sugars.
No. Yeah. Good for you. It's,
yeah.
Part
I
of
didn't
a balanced
say it was
breakfast.
Good for you. I can't read any of the ingredients in here. I have no idea what they say. I'm sure it's not good for you. But I do feel like it is working. My heart's a little, I'm getting a little bit of heart palpitation here.
Well, my guess is there's no strawberry whatsoever in that thing.
No.
Despite what it says in the can.
No.
Joe, you got any leftovers from the bakery the other day? I know you hit up the bakery this weekend.
Oh, man. I went to the Colonial Bakery for the first time in La Valette. And they had one. It was awesome. You walk in there, there's like 40 people online, right? And they have one of those old style clicker machines where you pull the thing to get a number.
A little red thing when you pull the thing out.
Yeah. And you pull it, does click, click. You know, you pull it out.
Sure.
And then up on the wall, they had the thing that says now serving with the chain that you pull and
fun.
It changes the number. Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome, and the rye bread was like off the chain. It's really good.
I can almost smell what it's like to stand there and wait in line. It's one of the places you don't mind standing and waiting in line.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It was raining out, so no one was standing outside. Everybody was inside, and it was just jammed up. It was crazy, but it was fun, though. I enjoyed it. I actually had fun standing there for 25 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure. The bakery is one of those places that you do, because you went in for rye bread, and you ended up leaving spending $112.
Absolutely.
I'll just get one of those. Three of those.
Like, it's like that donut place over in Tom's River. Same thing. I walk in there. I go to get 3 donuts. I left with 18.
Right. They left you standing there and they knew it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Couple of croissants. Oh, yeah.
You can't
I don't
help
know if
it.
They had those. They didn't know. This was a jelly donut crumb cake kind of place, you know?
What about that Danish that's got the like the lemon or the raspberry in the middle with some frosting? Those are good.
You know what bakery this was? This was the bakery they had the big crumb cape caper.
Oh, yeah. Remember that whole thing a couple years ago?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. That was this one. Yeah.
Well, glad to see they're in business. We were at Whole Foods. What?
I said they're back in business. So everything's good.
We were at Whole Foods yesterday, had a debacle. I'm going to have to get you filled in on that in a few. But am I completely positive what a southerly wind means? Not really. I assume it means it's moving to the south. But
that sounds about right.
I don't know why he wouldn't just say that. I really don't know. We do have a Whole Foods debacle to tell you about. It has nothing to do with Whole Foods, by the way.
No.
But it did happen at a Whole Foods, so I'll get you filled in on that. I'm still fired up about it. We'll go to Celebrity Hotline. I'm really thrilled to talk to him. Great guy. Funny, funny man. And a smart guy. John Leguizamo is going to check in. He's got a new show on NBC, so we'll talk to John about it. It's a documentary show, not a funny show. He talks about the history of the Latin people. You know, he's a Latin guy, so it's very interesting stuff. We'll also do Dead Guy in the Envelope for more tickets this morning. Who are you going to see? Collective Soul, along with Live, a couple of 90s rock bands, going to be at Ovation Hall at the Ocean Casino. So we'll do that. We get passes into the Monmouth County Fair for you, which is coming up next week. Summer cash payoff continues. We've got a brand new sponsor on this deal, Wild Fork Meat and Seafood Market. Thank you to those guys.
Oh, that's fun.
Helping to power this thing, give away the money.
Yes.
Makes Bob a little less mad at me when we get a sponsor, give away the money. So we'll do that a couple of times this morning. Four times today, as a matter of fact. Plus Fast Five, birthdays, Mom Confession, 72920, and your He Said. At 750. Right now, the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, local businesses, organizations, community groups, and charities always putting on events, doing their best to spread some good. We do our best to share them each and every morning. About 620, 835. Or so. If you have one you need mentioned, feel free to get in touch with us by email, by text, or right there at 1071theboss.com, where you can get a complete list of events and see where our boss roadies and personalities will be on tour anytime.
And the Community Baltimore is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Their cryobody sculpting event is still going on. You could lose 1 to 3 inches per session. More info at jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
The Monmouth County Fair, the aforementioned fair, is once again back at the East Freehold Showgrounds. That all gets going next week, Wednesday, the 23rd to the 25th, by the way, and there is more on that at 1071theboss.com. And we get another live Sunday brunch, Springsteen on Sunday Live at Bar A. Jeremy Allen White may very well be there.
That would be amazing.
That'll start at 8 o'clock and then the radio show at 9 this coming Sunday at Bar Anticipation in Lake Como. Mix Up Family Night is tonight at Bayview Park Pavilion in Long Beach from 6 to 9. You can enjoy a special vendor village, a face painting, crafts, and more. LBT Parks and Recreation. Just search them on Facebook for the info. Outdoor Flea Market, Indoor Raffle, and Silent Auction is tomorrow night at 3. Surf City Volunteer Fire Company. Great prizes to win, and all the proceeds benefit Volunteer Fire and EMS. That's SurfCityFireAndEMS.org for more info. And a Big Bang Mile and Science Festival goes on this weekend, Saturday at the Bellworks in Homedale, starting at 7 o'clock. Big Bang Mile offers one-mile races for people of all ages and abilities, so strap on to sneakers whether you run all the time or not. And it's a certified course with professional timing and digital clocks every quarter mile. Bell.works/events for more info and to sign up. That's just the kind of thing you like to do.
It is.
A little competitive on a Saturday morning with your sneakers on.
Drink my C4, start running. Let's go.
Talk about great croissants. They got a nice bakery right there in the Bellworks,
really
too.
Yes.
It's like a mouse running toward the cheese. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the C-Bub. That was it. That's the Community Bulletin Board. On the way, summer cash payoff gets you qualified for a grand. Dead Guy in the Envelope for tickets to see live Collective Soul at the Ocean Casino Ovation Hall coming up the end of August. And next, we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline and talk to John Leguizamo about his new show over on MSNBC and about Ice Age 6.
Yeah.
Going to do one of those Ice Age movies coming out.
And there goes the U.S. Now we all can go back to not caring about soccer. Pardon me, I meant football. But we already have football. And it can't come soon enough. It kicks off in September. You can keep your stoppage time and your FIFA's dirty tricks and those guys that fall down when they didn't even get kicked. Oh, stop it, quit pretending you don't even understand the game. You're down for World Cup parties, but you still think soccer's lame.
Go over to the Celebrity Hotline. Say good morning to actor, comedian, John Leguizamo. John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Rob. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Congratulations on this show. Second season already. That's going to be unbelievable to believe. Unbelievable to believe. There's some good grammar. Leguizamo Does America.
No, I love it.
Which is running Sundays on MSNBC and new episodes every Sunday right through August. You start off in Philadelphia, right down the road from us.
That's right. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, which is something we really need right now.
Sure.
And pick Philly to start off with because 10,000 unknown Latino patriots fought in the American Revolution. We were 1-8 because there were only a total of 80,000 troops, revolutionaries. And we funded, we're the sons and daughters of the American Revolution. We Latinos raised $2 million for George Washington. Our Cuban brother Juan de Miralles, $2 million from Cuba, Mexico, and Spain. And General Bernardo Galvez raised an army of 3,000 Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Mexicans, free slaves, Native Americans, and they kicked the British all out of the South so they couldn't surround the New England Patriots. And I'm not talking about the football team.
Wow. Boy, that's some really interesting history. If you think you know your history, there's a lot you don't know. And this show really explores that, talking about how the Latin, Latino communities, you know, shaped these events we do know, and culture and food and, you know, famous events from a perspective you've really never heard before. And it's a damn shame you hadn't heard it until now, but you're changing all that with politics and history on the show, John. So I think it's great. Congratulations on it.
Thank you. Thank you. I go around the six different cities, Raleigh, NOLA, New Orleans.
Yep.
San Antonio, Phoenix, and Denver, looking for Latin genius, aliens, and I find a plethora of it.
Where did the idea come to do this? Are you just a history buff? Was it something your family talked about that you said, man, I want to do something with my celebrity about it, go on TV? You know, where did the idea come from, John?
Well, you know, it's fascinating. Johns Hopkins University did a study and found that 87% of Latino contributions to the making of America are not in history textbooks. So I set out to correct that and put us on the record.
Well, I think that's important. And, you know, there's so much going on where they're trying to change what you learn in school and all of that. Important to see history from every perspective because you can't know where you're going until you know where you've been, right?
Ooh, I love that. I'm going to borrow that from you.
Well, I stole it from someone else, so it's all yours. Now, of course, you're on a road trip as well, so you get to meet interesting people. You get to try different foods. Is there an experience among all the episodes here that you really want people to keep an eye out for, something that really, you know, stuck with you and will stick with you?
Yeah, I mean the chef in Alma in New Orleans, oh, God, she had the best ingredients, the best food. She took her Honduran cuisine and mixed it with NOLA, savvy, and New Orleans flavor, and she made the best horchata, which is a rice drink that Latin people drink, but it's from Africa, and she's made it with peanut butter, and oh my God, it still burns in my mind. I mean, the show has a little bit of food porn, I'm not You do leave the show wanting to eat every single time.
Well, there's nothing wrong with offering people a little food porn to get them to learn history and important stuff, too. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Exactly. Sucker them in for the info.
I think the only downside here is there are some MSNBC fans that like the Lock Up with Lester Holt that usually runs on Sunday. So you've taken his slot. So other than that, I think this is great, John.
Yeah, we miss Lester, yeah.
Let me ask you a couple of movie questions. Obviously, you got a big fans in the room here of your work. Do you want to do a little bit of Sid the Sloth for John, Rochelle?
I'm Sid the Sloth. I love Sid the Sloth. She's my favorite.
I swear to God, she does that all the time in the most inappropriate times. And I said, we're talking to Leguizamo. You got to do it for him. How bad was that, John?
Oh, that was, I'm going to give it a 5. It was,
yeah, I want to give it a 5 for my Sid the Sloth.
Stop, leave the guy alone. Leave him alone.
Hey, you know, I'm recording today. Stage 6 coming out next Christmas.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's right. So you guys are all getting back together, you and Ray Romano and the rest of the crew, right?
And Dennis Leary and Queen Latifah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you need a stand-in, John, I'm here. I'm just letting you
know. I know, obviously. You should be coming to the studio with me today.
All right, now, do you mind if I embarrass you maybe a little bit? Because I got to bring up one other thing on your filmography here. I happen to think, and I mean this, I happen to think your Super Mario movie was better than the one that came out last year, the cartoon one last year. I love that movie. I love Bob Hoskins. I thought you were great. That movie gets a bad rap. It's better than the more recent one if you haven't seen it. I mean that.
Yeah, I mean, the recent one was a massive hit. And ours may not have been a hit, but it is a cult favorite. I mean, I meet more 30-year-olds who said it's one of their favorite movies of their youth.
Well, I wish I was 30 years old, but I do really like the movie. That's for sure.
That's fine. I'm not a hater.
Well, we're just kind of doing the tip of the iceberg here, but the show has got some humor to it. It's got history. It's got politics. It's got food. And it's got John Leguizamo. It's Leguizamo Does America, already on to the second season. By the way, you can binge the first season if you want on the Peacock app, but the new episodes are airing MSNBC on Sunday nights right through the rest of the summer. John, it's great to talk to you, man. Thank you for coming on, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Much love.
Thank you, pal. Bye.
I also forgot he's in Encanto. He's Bruno. We literally talked to Bruno.
You're not supposed to talk about Bruno.
You're not supposed to talk about Bruno.
Don't bring this
up. We talked to Bruno.
Thank God you didn't bring it up. Thank you, John. We don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
I love that song.
Yeah.
It sounds like Smooth. You know the shit tennis song? Did you, your friend that you went to high school with, you said the sloth, did you text her and tell her that you were going to do that?
I did. She was very impressed with me. She said she actually got to meet him before as well, and he was, could not have been a nicer human.
Where did she meet him?
Well, she works in the theater world.
Wow.
So she's just marketing for a big theater.
So this is old hat. She's already told Leguizamo that the two of you
did that. She said she did not have the guts to bring that up to him. Only I was brave enough to embarrass myself in front of a very large movie.
We've got cellular lips.
You're not doing it right. You got to get in the side of your lips here, and you got to talk like this. Just say the sauce. Takes a lot of practice.
John, what do you think? I'm going to give it a 5. Everybody's going to go, out of 10? Yep. It's about a 50.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was nice that you posted some video of the fireworks at the marina where Joe has his boat. That was really pretty to see. And it's nice to see everybody posting little flags. God bless America. That was really nice. I was just stunned that you were doing a live video at almost, it was almost 10 o'clock at night last night. You were up late.
No,
that's not like you.
It wasn't that late. No, it wasn't that late. It was right at sunset when I did it, when I put it up.
I just saw it on Facebook now. It says 8 hours ago. So what is that? That's like 10 o'clock last night, wasn't it?
No, which one? The fireworks one? That was from the 4th of July.
It said you went yesterday.
He went live yesterday the guy was playing the anthem on his trumpet. That's what it was.
All right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. How late were you up last night?
9 o'clock. I was in bed at 9 o'clock.
But, well, I think the Facebook clock must be wrong then. It looked like you were up later now. Because usually you're of all of us, you're the one that goes to bed the earliest. So I was stunned that you were up on Facebook so late.
No. You know, I don't know why I did that. I was just standing there and watching him every single, not every night, but almost every night. He goes out there with his trumpet at sunset and plays a national anthem. And it's really cool.
That's very cool.
And I just have my phone in my hand and I just said, you know what? I'm going to do a Facebook Live of it. And I did it and it got a lot of response.
Yeah. I wonder if he's an Army guy. He used to do Revelry or something like that. That's pretty impressive.
You know, I could ask him that. I don't know. He's a AC guy now. He does the HVAC guy. Yeah. He has his own little company and that's what he does. But he's a good guy and he does it he gets a bunch of guys from the marina to stand there next to him and everything. It's cool. And the neat thing about it too is that around all the little houses around it, little houses are all worth $1 million. All the houses around it, the people come out on their decks or on their patios or whatever it is and they stand there for it and then all the boats blow their horns and everything. It's really
cool. That's very cool.
You got to move the phone a little farther away from your face though. It's an extreme close up when you're on the.
Yeah, that was an extreme close up.
I mean, I love you, but it's a little too close.
Yeah, no, I agree totally. And it came up. I'm sitting there, and because it takes a couple of minutes after you're done for it to show up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, I hear Marianne's phone goes bling, and she pushes it. And she goes, ah!
I can see where you nicked yourself shaving. I mean, that's how close it was.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, those videos always give you the worst still too. So yeah. It like finds the worst angle that you took the entire video, and that's what the still on Facebook is. I don't know why it does that.
Well, that's nice though.
Yeah, that was very nice.
We went out for. I wanted to get out of the house yesterday. I said, let's go out for a bite. If you like some pizza, we'll just get out of the house for a little bit. And then she says, I got to stop at Whole Foods too. So what do we need over there? She's like, I might pick something up, but what I really need to do is Whole Foods has got that line where you can bring stuff back if you buy it on Amazon, you don't want it. And I mentioned last week that I split my bathing suit, which I was an Amazon purchase, and you had, a little watch that you get for Lola she didn't like. So
I had a watch, and I bought her a digital camera because she wasn't allowed to take her phone when she went to camp. So I had to buy her the things you don't necessarily think that you use your phone for all the time. She's not going to know what time it is and when she had to be somewhere, and you can't take pictures if you didn't have your phone. So she didn't end up using either of them, though, so I returned them.
We go strolling into the Whole Foods, and there's a huge line for the Amazon returns. And Rochelle said, well, let's walk around. We'll look at the cheese. You know, we'll look at the meat. See, maybe pick something up. Okay. So we walk around for about 20 minutes. We come back. The line is worse at this point. I said, well, you got to do it. We're here. What's the big deal? It'll move, right? How long can it possibly be? 10 minutes? So we're standing in the line. It's not moving at all. And you can see up in the front, there's a guy. And this guy, Joe, he's got not one, not two, lying, I'm dying, three shopping carts full of stuff. And he's going through and he's got this one little thing. I don't know if they were like little candles or widgets or something. He's got this one little box and he's doing each one of these things one, by one. And inevitably, each one that he clicks, the thing doesn't go through and the little light comes up and the kid's got to come up from the back and go, oh, what's the matter? And enter the code to get the computer to keep working. And he's just going, there's a line to the door.
Yeah.
And this guy taking all this blessed time. And so, Joe, I started doing this to the people around me. I go, can you believe this clown? This guy taking up time. And I know. And I'm talking to all the other old women in line.
We
just gave up and walked away. But I mean, what? She's like, why do you get so upset? What's the big deal? He's just trying. I said, because he's being a jerk. And he must know he's being a jerk.
He had to return his stuff.
He had to return all that. He's got a big line and he sees all these people waiting and he's got to stand there like he's being a jerk and he didn't care. And that shows that he's a lousy human being. And I would have liked to have thrown him through the window. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you got very heated.
Joe, am I out of line here? She got old man.
I don't think so at all. Guy's a jerk.
Thank you.
He had to return his stuff. What are you supposed to do? I don't know why he had so much stuff.
Yeah, three, and they were all little. It wasn't like he had three shopping carts because he had like a TV taking up one of them. He had all these little items stacked at the top. He sees there's a line. He's asking for help after everyone. Oh, yeah, this price seems wrong. I mean, come on, man. What a jerk. I felt bad. There's, you know, old lady in front of us could barely stand up. She's holding on to the, you know, she had a cane. And this guy's just taking his blessed time. Oh, we walked away. I couldn't take it. Yeah, she's like, let's just go. I don't know why you get so upset. Like, because this guy's a clown. Somebody should do something about it.
Clown.
Okay.
I think they should have had more than one person working at the Amazon thing. That would have been helpful. If I'm going to blame somebody, it's probably the fact that there was only one person working. And the guy, and what was he supposed to do? He's returning his stuff. I get it. Maybe he should have just bulk mailed it back, but maybe he was worried it wouldn't all get counted like that. I get it. I do. I don't know.
You make a good point. Maybe Bezos could have done 5 wedding dresses, not 6 for Lauren Sanchez, and hired one more kid at the Freehold Whole Foods, you know?
There's only one person there.
Let's work on that, Bezos. All right, on the way here, we'll do some more tickets to go see Live and Collective Soul. Dead Guy in the Envelope is on the way.
Just began. Wish I could still be sleeping. Hope Starbucks makes my coffee strong. I don't like mornings. Traffic is such a bummer. Why's my commute taking so long? Tired hands reaching out, want to be hitting snooze. It's Monday time, another week of hell's ahead. And tired, would rather stay home in my bed. It's Monday time.
Robbie and Rochelle with the crew, 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM on the Boss app, too. You were pinch hitting Ralphie, called out sick on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Rochelle came in and did a very rare DJ show.
Very rare.
Very rare.
Did the totally
80s
Saturday night.
Very, very rare.
How long has it been? What, about 4 or 5 years since you did a DJ show?
Yeah.
Where you're just playing the music?
Yeah. It's been about 5 years.
It was fun, right? You seem to be all right.
Fine. It's not my favorite thing to do. It's just not.
You're fine.
I like talking to people. I don't like talking to myself.
Well, I heard you took some requests and that sort of thing.
I did. It was fine. It's just, I don't feel confident in doing it. So I think that's why I don't like to do it. Every time I do it, you said it sounded fine. But it makes me very nervous to be at the helm of the wheel. And that's just not who I am.
Sounded better than fine. It sounded great. People loved it.
It's going to sound like I'm really blowing smoke up your butt. I don't mean to do this. But everything you do well. You are one of the best people I've ever worked with. And I mean that. I've said that all the time.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
No, you are. You're great. You're really good at what you do.
Thank you.
What you're doing with him, I don't know.
But I would agree with that. That's a fair statement. I got nothing to say back to that. That's a very first statement.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you're really good. You are really good.
A lot of people were very excited about it. Now, I have to be honest. Ralphie calls out and says, to be fair, he wasn't sick. He said, I need to take a sick day because his kid is teething. His little Aiden averse is having some teething issues and is not sleeping and is very, very unhappy about the pain of his teeth coming in. Because what is he, about 2.5 maybe?
So, yeah, kids some whiskey.
Ralphie's having a stressful weekend. I think he would have loved to have come in and done the show as opposed to be at home with the wife and the baby, but but he's dealing with that.
Yeah,
so he says, man, I got a lot going on. Is there anybody that could do the show tonight? My wife's going to kill me. I said, Ralphie, listen, your family comes first, buddy. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. So first person I call, of course, is Kermit the Wonder Frog.
Yeah.
Busy. You got a lot going on.
No answer. No. Text
he's
him. No answer.
He's got two babies at home, too, to be fair.
3 hours later. Yeah. No. Well, yes, he was being a dad, but what's he doing? He's over at neighbor's house, so he's bamboozled an afternoon at the pool. So, sure, he's got the kids, but he's at the pool. And I guarantee you, the fat slob that he is, he fell asleep on the floaty thing, and he doesn't answer the phone for 3 hours. So then I call
with
up
with a drink in his hand.
Right, I call up Kane, and Kane's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm down. I'm way down LBI. I can't get up there in time." Okay, so finally, Rochelle goes, "Listen, I'll go in. I'll do it. It'll be fun." Well, she was great. I love it. It worked out for the best, you know.
Just don't get used to it.
No.
No.
So by this, I think 2031 will be the next time we get a Rochelle disc jockey shift. Should be pretty good.
That's funny. Kane was the first one to respond. I'm trying to organize a station football game.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. Yeah, please tell everybody what that is.
And Jets and Giants play every year, as you know, as a pregame, preseason game.
Yep.
And when it's not the Jets' home game, Kermit and I pretty much go to every game, except he can't go this time because he's working, apparently, which is unusual. So he can't go, but everybody else. Kane, I put up, you know, I could probably get tickets. You want to go? It'd be a lot of fun. We can tailgate, you know, get all banged up out in the parking lot, come inside, have a good day, you know. And first person to respond within seconds was Kane.
He loves football. He's a Vikings fan though. He's a big but he'll go see any team. He's fine.
It's a Jet Giant game. It's fun. It's always fun.
What was the quote here? You said Robbie will come, I think, but he'll probably leave before the end of the first quarter.
Right.
Well, and the first thing Robbie said to me was, I'm not going to that. I don't like football.
I don't.
I'm not spending money on it. I'm not going to.
And let's be honest. Nobody wants me to come. Am I wrong?
That's not true.
Nobody wants me there.
That's not true. I mean, we want you to come and have fun. We don't want you to come and be miserable and be crabby the whole time and complaining that it's hot out or that the seats hurt or that you had to walk too far or that everything's too expensive. We just want you to come and enjoy it. And whether you like football or not, it's about all of us being together.
Well, what will happen is I will complain and be miserable incessantly on the way there, and then we'll get there and I'll be fine at first, and then I'll get quiet because in my head I'll not want to ruin it for everybody else, but everybody will know, and off we go.
Yeah.
And that's the way it always goes, which is why Joe has stopped inviting us to things over the course of the years, right? So
you know that is not true. Well, but you know the thing is, I'm figuring, you know what, the parking lot's open 5 hours before the game starts. The game's at 7:30. So, you know, we could get there around 2:30 in the afternoon, put up a tent, start cooking, start having some fun, and go inside and, you know, watch the Jets beat the Giants. It'll be awesome.
How much are tickets for this thing? Is it like 50 bucks?
I'm going to try to find they're usually about 50 bucks, but I'm going to try to work some magic and see if I can get some.
I actually looked last night, Joe, at tickets, and I mean, they're not great seats. They're in the 300 section or whatever, but they were $26.
That's not bad.
They were cheap.
Oh, they're cheap. Cheap tickets, no doubt. Yeah. But you know what I thought though is that if I got tickets up in the upper deck, you know, that would be complaint number one for Robbie.
I got to climb all those stairs. I mean, geez.
You want me to go all the way up there?
I think it's very nice that you took it upon yourself, to try and organize something like this for the staff. It's very nice.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
I think it'd be fun. I think Michelle's going to bring her and her husband, and Kane's coming. And like I said, I didn't have emails for Valerie said instantly she was in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have emails for Nick or for...
do you have Ralphie in there?
I got to get Ralphie in there and Cunningham. And don't forget Uncle Ross. Did you get Uncle Ross in there?
No. Well, he's not going to go.
Yeah, he doesn't. Ross is worse than me when it comes to being
sick. Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter will definitely come. But Ross
Hunter,
and I are both.
The other one, Hunter, yeah.
Ross and I are both antisocial, so they're definitely not.
Well, I'm going to come. Ross isn't gonna and I'm going to probably bring Grayson.
Yeah, he'll love it.
Yeah, I don't know how much tailgating I'm going to do, but
he'll be the life of the party.
He will. Yes, he will make sure everybody has a good time. And he is obsessed with all things football, so he's actually really excited.
Good. So I'll stay stay home.
Well,
and,
me and Val and Kane and Marianne and whoever else is coming, and I'm sure Michelle, we'll be there, you know, probably around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So by the time you get there, we won't even recognize
That's
you.
That's perfect. That's totally fine. I'll be your DD.
It'd be better for me to be at home with Lola because then we can, a moody 14-year-old teenager, two of us can sit there and watch a vampire movie and complain.
That's perfect.
So that sounds
good. You two stay home.
Sounds about right.
They left us.
And then they complain about it, but not coming. Yep.
No, she doesn't even come out of there. When I'm home with her by myself, she doesn't even come out. I'll just.
That's not you. That's
and
just
I'll,
her.
I'll knock on the door and say, is everything okay? She's like, yes, leave me alone. Sorry, just check it in. Making sure you didn't die on me, for the love of God.
Apologize.
Time to play Dead Guy in the Envelope. We're going to play for tickets. Go see two 90s rock bands live in Collective Soul taking over Ovation Hall at the Ocean Casino in AC, August the 30th. First person to correctly identify the dead celebrity whose name is in this sealed envelope. This could be a movie star, a musician, athlete, politician, newsmaker, somebody famous for being famous, and some spectacular story about them. Rochelle will ask some yes or no questions. If Joe gets back from his TV thing, he might join in here, get some clues, yes or no clues. Get you closer. First person to positive ID the famous deceased shall win these tickets. It's a grisly contest, but the payoff is good.
It's
live
true.
At Collective Soul. 732-774-4444 is the phone number as soon as you think you've got it. Question number one.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Was he an actor?
No.
Was he a singer?
Nope.
Was he a sports person?
Yes.
Okay.
So we know it's a dead guy.
Did he play a professional sport?
Yes. You seem stunned that it's a... Sometimes Rochelle tries to guess in advance because nobody knows the name of the deceased in the envelope.
Yeah, I try to look at the list of things that are going on today and guess. And
I'm going to go ahead and make a guess that you thought we were going with former President Gerald Ford.
Yeah, yes,
but we did not.
100%.
We did not go with Gerald Ford because you know I'm a Gerald Ford fan.
Yes, that's what I figured. And he was a sports player.
And he was,
U of M.
He was a great football, college football player.
Okay. Did he play football?
No.
Did he play baseball?
Yes. Now we're cooking.
Okay.
Now we're cooking.
Did he do anything other than play baseball?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, sure, but I mean, no. He's a baseball player.
He was a baseball player.
Yeah.
Did he play for the Yankees?
No.
Did he die a long time ago?
No.
Did he die of old age?
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Is his card a collector's card?
Sure.
Was he ever an MVP?
Yes. All right, so here's what we know so far about the dead guy in the envelope. You want to run through this?
Yes.
This is a very famous baseball player. It is a man. Unfortunately, the sexist MLB does not allow women to play baseball, at least in the MLB games. He is an MVP. He did not play for the Yankees. Didn't die all that long ago. Died of old age. You know, was sick, but died of old age.
Did he play for the Braves?
Mm-hmm. It is not Gerald Ford. We know that. Playing here for tickets to see live in Collective Soul. First person to correctly identify the dead guy in the envelope is winner. 732-774-4444. If you don't have it by now, you're clearly not a baseball fan. But I think we do have someone that's got it. Good morning. It's the boss.
Good morning. Is it Hank Aaron?
Yes, it is Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron is your dead guy in the envelope. Today is the day, the anniversary of his 500th home run way back in 1968. So,
oh, wow.
Hank Aaron is a dead guy, and you got tickets to see live with Collective Soul, Ovation Hall, Ocean Casino in fabulous Atlantic City on August the 30th. Who is this?
This is Adam from Manalapan.
Adam from where? I'm sorry?
Manalapan.
Oh, from Manalapan. All right. How's everything going for you? You have a good weekend and all that?
Yeah, which is very good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I hate this All-Star break. I'm glad to get back to baseball. I don't know if you're a baseball fan, but...
Yeah, no, it's too long of a break.
Yeah, let's go, baby. All right, hang in line, Adam. We'll get your tickets to you for Live and Collect Your Soul. Hang on.
Awesome, thanks.
Nice job. That was it right out of the box. Great
Love
questions.
It.
You did well today.
Thank you. Yeah? Thank you.
You hear Joe before? Oh, yeah. Best person I ever worked for. Never met anybody as talented as Rochelle. She's amazing. Everything she does turns to butter.
No, he does that in part to make you angry, and you know it.
It doesn't make me angry because it's true about you, but he just goes out of his way to praise everybody
but
me.
That's why he does it. That's why.
What a butthole.
He likes to irritate you because it makes him smile.
Success. Hashtag mom. God, fashion. And what does that say about him? It makes him smile to see me upset. I mean, what a sick person I surround myself with. Invites my staff out to an event without asking my permission first.
Why does he have to ask your permission to invite people to an event?
I don't know.
What is that? You don't own us.
Because I'm a control freak. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, she's just the best. I never met anybody as talented as Rochelle. Yeah, what do you want? Traffic? All right, here it is. Hashtag mom. It's every morning, 729, 20. We search them, we share them. We hear from moms, dads, sometimes grandmoms, just like this. And here we go.
Alyssa Travis said, my daughter just told me she got the cutest dog book from the library. What's the book, you may ask? Mm. Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh, that's a depressing book.
If you've never read that book, don't. It's the saddest book ever. Oh, gosh. Jana Marie said, my oldest turns 20 this weekend, which is wild considering I'm turning 29 in October.
You started young.
Same, Janet. I understand. And at ChowDern49 said, putting together a piece of furniture today, so my kids are about to learn some swear words that haven't even been invented yet.
Hashtag mom. It's every morning, 729-20. Easy, Bob Vila. Someone in, you might hear yours right here. Fast Five to Birthdays next.
Hey there. It's me, Small Fry. Guess what today is? I know. You're thinking about your diet. Those carrot sticks in the fridge. But come on. Let's be real for a second. Just taste one. A single, crispy, perfectly golden French fry. What's the harm in that? Okay, maybe one more. And another. And another. I mean, this is a once-a-year opportunity to celebrate the deliciousness that is French fries. Go ahead, treat yourself. YOLO, right? Oh, and don't forget, July 14th is National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, no!
McElroy, not McElroy. It doesn't matter. Congratulations again to Adam from Manalapan. He correctly identified Hank Aaron as your dead guy in the envelope. And now he's on his way to see live Collective Soul Ovation Hall at the Ocean Casino Resort on August the 30th. Board tickets tomorrow morning, a little bit after 7:10 with Knuckleheads in the News. Fast Five, birthday file on the way here. Plus your He Said.
She Said.
Can you imagine being in the same category as people like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton? What are we talking about? Well, open up to 750. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories that you needed to know. Being the know, number five to number one. We'll start at number five in just a second here. Momentarily. And count down. Maybe not a moment, but number five to number one. All presented by the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 9 of Central New Jersey. If you're a plumbing, heating, cooling contractor looking for manpower, call the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 9, 732-792-0999. Online, ualocal9.org/info. The podcast always right there at 1071theboss.com. Or search Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Remember, that's Robbie with a Y. That her name is Rochelle, not Rachel or Michelle.
That's correct.
Wherever you get podcasts, right there at 1071theboss.com as well. And we're on all the socials as well, at Robbie and Rochelle. Shell Radio. Start at number five. There's a new list out of the most loved regional accents across the country.
Okay.
Cajun accent. The Southern Louisiana, the New Orleans.
That's the most loved?
That comes in at number one. We were talking to John Leguizamo this morning. He was saying that. He's like, no, you go to New Orleans, you say Nola, New Orleans. Also in the top 10 are the Florida accent. I'm not sure. See, a lot of people are transplants to Florida. I'm not even sure what the Florida accent is. The Maine or Massachusetts, you know, the over there. See, there's like, you know, in Britain where they talk about the aristocrat. Oh, yes, we're Downton Abbey.
Right.
That's right. But then there's also the, aye, governor, I say, the Cockney accent. I think the New England is like that as well, where you get the guys that sound like the Afflecks. Hey, go to Dunkin' Donuts over here. Say hi to your mother for
me. How you doing? Yeah.
And then there's the John Kennedy was the president there and, for the future and the space race. And you know what I mean?
I think you're hearing less of that now and more of the Ben Affleck accent, but yes.
Right.
I agree.
Because it's an old-fashioned...
I think, yeah. I understand. I like that better than the New Orleans accent.
The Raging Cajun accent is number one. Believe it or not, the California surfer dude comes in number nine.
Dude.
Hey, man.
Just have the defense run sprints.
Now we win a kind of fire. We go.
Is that supposed to be the Cajun accent?
That's
from the Water
Boy,
right?
That's kind of what I hear when I hear a Cajun accent. It's very difficult to understand. What's the Baby Billy accent? I like that accent. What's that? Is that Southern?
That's Walton Goggins is what that is.
I like that accent.
He is a brilliant actor.
Whatever that is, that's what I like.
By the way, this really has nothing to do with anything, but I mentioned that Ralphie had to call out the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was... saying he was stressed out because this coming weekend he's going to Cape Cod.
Okay.
And he said, you grew up up there. He said, I've never been to Cape Cod. I said, well, that's fine. Last time I was, you know, the little Martha's Vineyard and the islands out there?
The little Martha's Vineyard? Yeah.
I said last time I was out at the island, I said I was in school. We went on a class trip when I was in junior high school.
Martha's Vineyard?
To Nantucket, the other one.
Okay.
And I ran into a lady on a head-on bike collision. And I was fine, but maybe got a little scraped up, but she managed to fall backwards and break her leg. It was horrible. And she was on her honeymoon, and we had to write a letter.
Oh my
and the,
God.
My teacher is trying to make sure, trying not to get sued. My dad was ready to snap my neck. I mean, it was terrible, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, it sounds like a White Lotus episode.
It really does.
It sounds like something that would happen to Walton Goggins. You know what I mean? Number four, Kelly Clarkson. Has kicked off her Vegas residency finally. I don't know what's going on with Kelly. She's always off the talk show.
Yeah.
She delayed the start of her residency in Vegas. They paid her a crazy amount of money to go and do. People love Kelly Clarkson.
Love her.
She says she does feel bad that she keeps letting down the fans, so she started the concert the other night.
Took me a minute. Man, I'm so sorry.
I know.
Something y'all had last weekend shows. I'm so sorry. We can't help our bodies sometimes, you know, and that happens. But thank y'all so much for showing up. We're so excited.
I think there's something going on with Kelly. I don't know what it is. I don't know if she's got some sort of health problem she doesn't want people to know, or she's depressed or something's going on.
Yeah, just, definitely.
But she keeps missing different things she's supposed to do, and that
I
had never been. No one that says she's a diva, right?
No one says that. She seems like a total sweetheart, and I love her, but I do think that eventually this is going to catch up with her if she keeps doing it. People plan their entire trips around these shows and to see her, and then she cancels. And while I understand it's only a week later, if you only took 4 days to go out to Vegas, and that was the time you were going to go and she can't, you're not coming back the next weekend. That's frustrating.
Yeah, because what are you going to go do? Go see Siegfried and Roy? Are they dead? They're dead, aren't they? Yeah. Didn't the Lions finally eat Siegfried and Roy? I don't know who you go see. Who do you go see in Vegas if you got Kelly tickets? Who do you go see?
Zumanity.
Yeah, I don't even know who's out there anymore.
Naked Dancers.
What is that? Zumanity?
Like those, I don't even know if that's still playing. It's one of those Cirque du Soleil shows, but
they're naked?
They're nudie. Yeah.
With animals, though?
I don't remember there being animals.
Oh, it's called Zumanity. I hope they're not naked with the animals. That sounds terrible. See, now, people today, when you see a celebrity or you see even a person in your life who, you know, was maybe shapely and now they're super, like, rail thin, you immediately think, oh, they must be on the Ozempic or one of those things. But it used to be, up until the Ozempic became a thing, everybody used to go, they're probably doing a nose powder, you know? And people said that, you know, because Kelly started on American Idol. People used to say that because she's gone up and down with her weight.
Yeah.
And before Ozempic, and she said that she's been open about it. But like, you know, 20 years ago.
She said that she's done that? That she's done drugs?
No, she's been open about being on the Ozempic.
Oh, the weight loss stuff.
But I'm saying 20 years ago when she first started on American Idol, people would say she was very, very skinny. And then she put on some weight and then she lost it again the next album.
She's just a human being.
Well, no, people thought she was doing the cocaine. So I wonder if she's had some, you know, some health problems because of that. If there's some drug use or some pills or, you know, painkillers, that sort of thing. I'm not saying there are, but I wonder, and I hope not, because I like Kelly Clarkson.
I think she's just going through some personal stuff in her life, and that it's just affecting her, her mental abilities. And she's, and I mean, if you go through that, that really drains on your body. And so, yeah, she's got less meat on her body, too. So, I mean,
Right now, she's super skinny or she's a little bigger?
She's super skinny, I think.
She goes back and forth, I know. I wish someone would say that about me. Nobody says that. Like, what happened to him? He must be on something.
Stop it.
Head exploded.
Stop.
What happened to him?
Well, I hope she's okay.
Number three, there's a billboard in Cleveland, Ohio, because sometimes it's Ohio. You drive into the city off the expressway. It says, yes, I buy crack houses. You hear these commercials, see these billboards, people want to buy the house and flip them, you know?
Yes.
This guy says, I buy crack houses. He's an out-of-state investor, so that's part of why the people in Ohio, people in the city, are offended by this. He's a guy named John Williams, and he does this in multiple states where he goes and buys the junk houses and flips them and then makes a profit, you know, cleans them up.
It's
like that Christina and Tarek, or, you know what I mean, where they go in there and they'll buy a house for $100,000 and then they sell it for like $5 million.
Right, but he's buying them in kind of bad areas.
He's buying rundown houses in crime-ridden areas, but then he changes the whole deal. But people are offended that he's pointing out, you know, you drive into Cleveland, welcome to Cleveland, crack houses.
Right. What we do is we buy homes generally that are dilapidated, abandoned, not occupying, no one's living in them.
Right.
And so what we do is we buy these properties, we fix up these homes, and they're affordable housing. When you have a headline, when you mention crack houses or abandoned houses, it gets attention.
Yeah.
It brings attention to the issue, and it also brings in leads for which we could acquire these properties that are just sitting there. And it's a big win for everyone.
I say hate the game, don't hate the player. I think he's doing fine.
I think it's funny marketing, but you have to have a sense of humor, and some people just don't. They just don't have a sense of humor, and he's trying to be funny with it, but...
Joe, when I go up north, you know how you cross the state line out of New York and it says, welcome to Connecticut, the pizza capital of the world?
Right.
And I know you hate that. Another mile up the road, there's a big billboard for some lawyer, and he's got the same, it looks like Trump's hats, and it says, make divorce great again. Call me if you get it. And it's for a lie. I think that's hilarious. I love that.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
It's funny. It's memorable marketing.
Yeah.
But you have to remember that you're going to have people who are going to critique you for that because they just have no sense of humor at all.
Right. Yeah.
And they're just they're offended by everything. And there's just people out there like that, and you're not going to stop it. So you just have to be okay with that, knowing you're doing that kind of marketing.
To be fair, right. We've been calling Cleveland the mistake on the lake for the last 50 years, so they're a little sensitive when it comes to their, you know, their...
People from Ohio call it that.
That's a good point. Bonus story. JoJo Siwa has been trending.
Oh,
I heard about this, and I finally listened to it. So she did a version of Betty Davis Eyes. She's like a teen pop phenomenon thing. And she recorded a version of Betty Davis Eyes. Now, Kim Carnes, who you remember had the big hit back in the 80s, posted something on Instagram and then deleted it. But she said there's a difference between singing a song and embodying it. So she kind of subtly threw a little shade. But tell me what you think. Here's JoJo singing the song. Now, Joe, tell me if I'm wrong, but if I didn't know what that was, I would have thought someone just did like a dance remix of Kim Carnes. It sounds the same to me.
To say it's not terrible.
It's fine.
It's not terrible. The thing that it does frustrate me with it is that's not what she sounds like at all. So it's completely auto-tuned, and it's just...
It sounds like she was trying to do that hoarse voice like Kim Carnes had.
And she does have a lower voice if you've heard her talk, but she doesn't sound like that at all. So everything about it is a little bit fake. I don't hate her. I think she's a kid that grew up in the spotlight, and she's gone through some weird things and tried to get attention for herself in every way that she possibly could and still is doing that. I don't understand the extreme hate on that. She looks cute in the video. It's whatever.
The thing plays, and whatever. Kim Carnes gets paid because I think she, does she get paid?
Yeah.
I think so. So just roll with it, baby.
Yeah.
Go buy a crack house and flip it.
Happy as can be. When was the last time she got a mailbox check?
It's been a little while.
Right.
It's like the last time Kane got one for Sex in the City, you know? Actually, that's
You're
not
just
true.
Jealous.
I am jealous. He gets... I don't even want to tell you what the residuals are because I asked him once. It's depressing.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Number two, the 50 hottest men of all time, according to Harper's Bazaar magazine.
Mm.
The list is out. They include James Dean.
Okay.
At number one. There's a legendary sex symbol. Lenny Kravitz, Pedro Pascal, Jason Momoa, Elvis Presley, Harrison Ford, Chris Hemsworth, Michael B. Jordan, Bad Bunny, Henry Cavill, Keanu Reeves, and Marlon Brando, all in the top 20. I can't disagree with any of those.
I can't disagree with any of those.
That's a pretty good list, don't you think?
Yep.
Elvis probably would be number one for you. I know you've been an Elvis fan since you were a kid.
I like the Chris Hemsworth, too, though. Yeah.
What's your thought on James Dean? I've never asked you about him before.
He's a good-looking guy.
But,
you know, Elvis has got to be young Elvis, right? Not fat Elvis.
I like them both. I don't discriminate on my Elvis.
No, you don't?
No, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. If we were, you know, this is 1976, and we were meeting Elvis, fat, bedazzled Elvis, sweaty, drinking Coca-Cola.
He's still Elvis.
And Elvis is like, hey, mama, and he grabs your butt, you'd be into it.
Well, first of all, first of all, you don't ever just grab someone's butt. That's not how life works.
But this was the 70s. If Elvis did that, you would have been turned on by
the 70s.
Yes, it's Elvis.
That's disgusting. He was disgusting at the end. I mean, his voice never went away. He's still the king, but come on.
He's not. It's Elvis.
Wait.
He's the king. What are you talking about?
All right.
Yeah, in the 70s, people went around and grabbed each other's butts all day long.
Sure. I guess if it was the 70s, but if that happened now, don't. No, that would not be okay with me.
If Elvis was around today, he'd be on Ozempic, let me tell you. Come on.
No, I'm not going to discriminate just because he was older and had a little bit of weight on him.
Ozempic, you know. Never believe it's not so. Sounds more like Chris Daughtry than it does Elvis. But.
Elvis,
number one. 44% of Americans say they're self-conscious about their feet. In a new survey from Reader's Digest, which I never leave home without, as you know, because I cite them all the time.
Yes.
The biggest worries are people think their feet might smell, they have ugly toenails, they have hair growing on their toes, or they have misshapen toes. Everybody's got the little stubby pinky toe or the big fat big toe.
You know who's not self-conscious about their toes?
Who's that?
Michelle Amabile.
Yeah, Jesus. She just loves posting pictures of her legs and her toes.
Oh, yeah. I give her such crap. She does it now. I think she does it now to be funny, but she posts so many pictures of her toes at the beach.
I know.
It's like her thing. It's become Michelle's thing. I'm going to get a t-shirt with her toes made on it and wear it. She loves them.
Yeah, a little sausage party.
When we go to the Jet game, we should all get a t-shirts made with
with her legs on them. Jesus. That's another reason
to the Jet game.
Another reason for me not to go. Oh, my God.
That's a great idea.
Monday, world famous celebrity birthday file, Conor McGregor. Pow, pow, pow. He's 37 today. Dan Reynolds, the lead singer of that Imagine Dragons group, who I still think are the Blue Man group without makeup, 38. Jane Lynch is 65 today. You know her from Glee.
Yes, very funny.
Mentioned it's Gerald Ford's birthday, but I did not choose him as a dead guy in the envelope. It is National Bastille Day, Mac and Cheese Day,
ooh,
Grand Marnier Day.
Okay.
It just occurred to me that I said Grand Mariner Day on the True Oldies channel. I got to go fix that.
Oh, you did. Oh,
I said Grand Mariner. Because I was
what is
Grand Mariner? I mean, let's be honest. He doesn't know what Grand Marnier is either. He doesn't know what that is.
Yes, he does.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. National Nude Day as well. Happy National Nude Day.
Oh.
You drink a couple of them Grand Marniers, they'll get the pants off real
that'll
fast,
do
let
it.
Me tell you.
That'll do it.
That reminds me, Marianne's daughter's coming. I got to make make whipped cream with Grand Marnier.
Let's go.
And she loves it.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you cleared that up because we said it was National Nude Day and then you just went into it. So
talking about confused. Yeah, we're talking about family.
Yeah, well.
All right.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Well, I said to myself, Shelf, in honor of National Nude Day, what should we do? What would the title of a sex tape starring you be?
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
If somebody recorded you, somebody, you had the tape, well, what would the title be? You know, in the back of the video store, remember the Blockbuster used to have that little section with the those little tiles ahead of all the covers so you couldn't see what it was in the naughty section? Sex tape starring you, or an adult movie starring you, what would it be called?
You better delete this.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Lowered expectations?
Yeah.
Go with that.
Lowered expectations.
Shamu gets some, would be for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Shamu gets love.
Jeez.
Title of your sex tape, adult movie, what would it be? 732-774-4444. Joe Nolan abstaining from commenting on this one, I notice. Lines are open. Call or text.
He's gone.
At 107.1 The Boss. That's it. That's your He Said.
He Said.
We'll get into those next. This is The Boss Big Show. We're Robbie and Rochelle with the crew. 107.1 99.7 FM on The Boss app. 107.1TheBoss.com. Very nice message this morning from Howard at Longport. Said the show is better than his coffee.
Oh, well,
thanks for that, Howard.
Nice.
Appreciate that nice note. He had some suggestions for some music. He's one of those people who likes all the obscure B-sides and all of that.
Ah,
so.
Okay.
He had some suggestions this morning. I guess he was a big dance club guy back in the day. So
that's really fun.
Yeah, we talk about Rick James and all that kind of thing.
Rick James.
Your He Said.
He Said.
Today is National Nude Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were in the buff and engaging in the act, and it was all caught on camera, making an X movie, an XX movie, XXX movie, mm-hmm. an adult film, or a sex tape, you know, the amateur deal.
Yes.
What would it be called? What would the title be? You know, they sell those things in the adult section, too, especially the celebrity section.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard. 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss on the socials. By the way, our favorite answer this morning will win a pair of passes to the Monmouth County Fair. Freehold the end of the month.
Terry said loud and proud.
Boom. Good answer.
Michael said Mikey Big Stick.
No one's believing that.
Mikey Big Stick.
Move along.
Tad said it can happen that fast.
There you go.
6516 said Beauty and the Beast.
That's pretty good.
Rachel said Missionary Impossible.
Uh-huh. Missionary is not impossible. Oh. That's the default.
I don't know.
That's like the default setting on your, you know, just go back to specs. That's what that is.
I guess, yeah. 2508 said The Day the Earth Stood Still. 7825 said How I Met Your Mother.
Gross. No one wants to hear that.
John said Once in a Blue Moon.
Mm.
2721 said Short Film on a Loop.
About a 30-second movie, you'll be in and out. It's like a Nickelodeon.
And Chris said Home Alone.
Whoops. The title of your sex tape be? Or your adult movie? You star in it. What would it be called? So think about you.
Mm-hmm.
You're on National Nude Day. Yeah. Think about you.
Yeah.
And tell us. Get answer online. You can text or call. That our favorite answer wins these Monmouth County Fair passes. I'm sure they love riffraff like you coming to the Monmouth County Fair. 732-774-4444. Let's squeeze in a call line one before we move on here. Did you have one for us?
Careful.
Yeah. How about the Call of the Wild?
Call of the Wild is
call
a good answer.
Call of the Wild.
That's a very good answer.
Yeah,
I like
that.
All right. Line two. Good morning, boss. Did you have an answer for us? Hi. Did you have one for us?
I'm scared. I love you. Bye.
Yeah, okay. I'm scared. I love you. Bye. Is that what they said?
I think so.
732-774.
Scared to say their answer. Text it if you're nervous.
4444. We'll get some more of those coming up. Your he said.
She said.
Get a washout. So I was washed out in that picture with all that flash.
You'd be fine. You need it, though.
She was a beauty queen, huh?
She did a couple competitions. She didn't win, but she... Yeah,
Joe, we're talking about...
She competed in Miss New Jersey 2002. She came in third runner-up.
We're talking about Saima, who's one of the morning anchors over there on News 12. She was at the event we were at the other day.
Yep.
How does she have a Wikipedia? I don't know. I used to have a Wikipedia. A friend of mine, a long time ago, one of the guys who worked at the station was a... He's like a web building geek. You know, he knew how to do code and all of that. And right when Wikipedia came out, he's like, you need to get a Wikipedia. I'll make one for you. I was like, great. And it was up there for a while. And I get this notification from somebody who said that wasn't cited properly.
Yeah, that it says it on here. If you just copy and paste, you don't write it in your own words, it may be deleted. And if you don't cite your sources properly, they will delete it.
And they deleted me. I'm gone.
Huh. Well, you can recreate one. You just have to cite your sources properly.
Every once in a while, if you look at Wikipedia, like you click the thing, because anybody can edit the Wikipedia, right? If you click the wrong thing, to add something, I always get the thing that goes, your IP has been blocked from editing. You're not allowed. I feel like Wikipedia hates me for some reason.
You think everybody hates you.
Well.
Including Wikipedia.
I mean, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong at all. New research shows being anxious on Mondays may be linked to who you are biologically. It might be genetic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like getting... The Sunday scaries.
On top of that, they say the stress can last for months after the fact. So if you get stressed every week, that buildup of the brain juice that causes you to get stressed, that's why it never goes away. The anxiety just intensifies.
And that's why we should go from Sunday to Tuesday.
I totally agree.
So even when you're retired, you may still get anxious on Monday.
So this will never end for you. It goes on and on and on.
Awesome.
this is a real study here.
It's great.
Well, that's what it's been all these years, huh?
If I didn't get screwed by things like Wikipedia, I'd probably be a little, I'm always...
Why don't you try to create your own, another Wikipedia?
Yeah, do another one. Yeah.
Can you do it? Why don't we do it just for the countdown, maybe? I don't know. Start with that.
Because I don't have anything to cite yet, do I?
We get the website. We get the robbiestop20countdown.com.
Yeah, I guess that's
true. Link right to that.
That's true.
Joe, do you have a Wikipedia? You should.
No, I don't think
you want us to make you one first and see how that goes?
No.
Because I know your whole resume better than you do.
If you look up Joe Nolan, it's a former professional baseball catcher.
There's a ton of, on Wikipedia.
That's the first one comes up.
Yeah.
There's a ton of stuff up on the net about me.
That's not about you, though. It's about the baseball player with the same name.
No, about me. No. The baseball player, too. And then there's a musician, too, who has the same last name, same name I do.
Well, there you go. So if we write about Joe, he's saying there's enough web pages that we can cite it and we can post it right on there. Take care of it for him.
Interesting.
We should do that. I have this is not a car traffic, but I have a ferry traffic question for you. I'm curious as to your opinion. In the Daily News this morning, they've got a big expose here on New York City ferries. They're proposing a new route map. I know we're proud to be based here in New Jersey, but I know we get a lot of people in the lower boroughs that do listen. So they're saying that you connect Staten Island to Brooklyn and South Brooklyn to Midtown Manhattan, and they're looking at doing a new route. Is that going to make a difference? You think that makes any sense?
No. But,
no, I don't either. Why would you go? Isn't that kind of who's going from Staten Island to South Brooklyn? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, a lot of people do because that would be what the Verrazano Bridge does. But it's that's not going to take any traffic off of the Verrazano Bridge. I mean, that's why they built the Verrazano Bridge so they didn't have to run ferries anymore.
But those people are driving from the city into Staten Island, then going to, right? I mean, it's just like a roundabout way of going to avoid the bridge. I can't imagine there are people that are, working in Brooklyn that live in Staten Island. I mean, maybe there are a few, but I...
Oh, there's tons.
You think? All right.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, see, this is why I ask you. I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, there's tons, yeah. Lower Brooklyn, absolutely. There's a lot of people who live on Staten Island and work in Brooklyn, and vice versa.
So maybe it's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's why I ask the professional. The god.
But it's not going to make a difference. But go ahead.
No, why won't it make a difference if it's a good idea?
You're going to put 100 people on a boat. What difference does that make?
Yeah, all right. You put it that way. I suppose that's...
Nothing.
It's a nicer ride, though, on the boat.
It's a way nicer ride.
Yeah.
Everybody's asking me this morning if we've gone to see Superman yet, because I'm an unabashed Superman fan. You come in my office, I got a little Superman thing, a little globe on my desk. I'm a big Superman guy. No, I have not gone to see it yet, but I'm hearing great things about it. It was number one this weekend. Made $250 million at its opening weekend. Huge opening.
Pretty good.
And it knocked Jurassic World, Scarlett Johansson, speaking of Staten Island Ferry, right back to second place. And then Brad Pitt, the race car movie F1, was in third place.
Okay.
Are we going today? I don't know. I don't know if I want to. I don't know. I might put it off till next weekend. I'm just in no rush to see it.
You seem like nervous to go see this movie.
I am.
I don't know why.
I told you because it means something to me. So I just, I don't know if I want to go.
But the longer you wait, the worse. You're just building up that anxiety. So you might as well just go and see it. Get it over with. There's already so many spoilers on it. You've watched so many videos on it. I don't know what more you need to see.
Well, I mean, I generally knew from the trailer what it was going to be about, but you're right. I'm starting to get spoilers. I guess there were cameos I just happened to see this morning. I wasn't looking for
it. Well, don't say it.
Don't
say it.
All right. Why, you don't want to know?
No. And other people may be going to see the movie.
Don't say anything.
I don't want to know yet.
I'm not sure why he's in it, but there is a major celebrity whose name starts with Brad. Who is not
Brad Blanks?
Who is not Brad Pitt. And not amazingly, Brad Blanks may well be in the movie. I know he was at the premiere the other night.
Right.
At Radio City. I don't know how he did that. Or was it at Grauman's, I guess. He was out in California. But
okay.
There's a famous person named Bradley who makes a cameo in the movie. I will say that.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
Wonder who
if
that
you
would have
left it at Brad, it would have been different.
Well,
cool.
It could be Bradley Billings. Could be.
Uh-huh.
Here's an interesting poll. 1 in 5 Americans haven't been to the beach in over a decade. And there are 3% of Americans say have never, ever been to the beach.
Well, that makes sense.
Men are more likely than women to say that they hate going to the beach.
Really?
Listen, believe it or not, this is a survey done by Coppertone.
The sunscreen people?
Yeah. Hey, 1 in 5 is what? That's a big 20% of people say they haven't gone to the beach in over a decade.
Well, not everybody is lucky enough to live near a beach like we do.
Well, I guess that's true, right?
There's a lot of people in the middle of the states
I forgot about those Iowa people.
Yeah, so they don't have a beach, and even if they do, it's a huge pain to go, and it can be expensive. And I'm a pool person, so I'm kind of there. I take the kids once a year. We go because we have to, but it's just messy.
I know why it is. Men hate the beach more than women because I tell you, you get a rash from the sand and the wet down there, and it's horrible. Geez. Just terrible. And speaking of which, I'll mention this. Let's go across the state line. We're celebrating in a big way here, Nude Day, here on the Big Show.
Yeah.
There's a group outside of Pittsburgh, right in the middle of Pennsylvania, out there in the sticks, bringing back what they call Balls Out Bowling. It's an event for nudists.
Oh, God.
Where they go bowling, and they do it all for charity. Now, the only thing allowed are the bowling shoes for men and women. Women are allowed to wear underwear bottoms, but that's it for cleanliness purposes.
But the men are not?
No photos or videos have ever been allowed, so the only photographic evidence of this we have are people coming in and out of the bowling alley butt naked. Balls Out Bowling is back. It has not happened since before
That's
COVID.
Awesome.
That seems so dangerous. So dangerous.
Middle of Pennsylvania.
Out there in Pennsylvania, little balls out. Yeah. Strike. Spare.
Here's another 1-2 pitch. And Wagner goes down swinging as the Pirates finish up the top of the seventh. Stretch time, the seventh inning stretch, brought to you by gambling. What do you have to lose? Beg, steal, borrow, any way you can get it, then turn around and bet it. Gambling, a proud sponsor of the seventh inning stretch. We go to the bottom half. Pirates 6, Tigers 4.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
We are talking films this morning. This could be a wardrobe malfunction involved, I suppose. Today is National Nude Day. So we're imagining you in the buff, in the act, engaged in the act. And it's all caught on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Amateur, maybe it's a sex tape, or maybe you're making an adult film, a triple X movie.
Yes.
What would the title be? You know, because you're starring in it. What would it be called? 732-774-4444. Call or text at 1071TheBoss. Instagram, Facebook, on the socials. Got a couple of calls hanging here. Good morning. What do you say?
This film called More the Merrier.
The More the Merrier.
Wow. Good for you.
I like that. Nice job. It's the boss. Good morning.
It'll be a sci-fi version. A Trip to Uranus.
All the film students, they all watch at NYU. It's a trip.
Oh, my God.
It's a Trip to Uranus. It's a sci-fi
Uranus.
Classic.
Yeah,
Uranus, that's right. I think William Shatner is starring in that one.
9966 said 28 seconds later.
There you go.
Nick said, after 36 years of marriage, I would have to say Fast and Furious.
Good for you. Keep it moving.
Victor said, Han Solo. Ben said, hot.
Directed by Ron Howard, Han Solo.
Right. Yeah. Ben said, hot guy that's no longer hot.
Well, all right, I got to sneak in line two. They got a good one here. Good morning, the boss.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi
Mine
there.
Would be me, myself, and I.
Me,
there
myself,
you go.
And I. There
yep.
you go. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. He sounded like somebody, didn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
Prairie Home Companion.
Amy said, lights off. 9328 said Saturday Night Wiener.
There are a lot of lonely people out there. I feel that we need to start a dating service here.
Emily said, single mom wants 5 minutes of quiet, the birth control reminder edition.
Sometimes that's the sexiest thing of all is to have a little peace and quiet.
1299 said, Tales of a 20-Second Superstar. Johnny said, Pee-wee's Little Adventure.
Oh, come on. Give yourself some credit, man.
Peter said, Shrek 5.
Shrek 5.
Sale said, I caught you looking. 8723 said, look away. Mike said, I know what I didn't do last summer. 0278 said, nobody needs to see that.
Yeah.
And 5015 said, the service professional.
Mr. Rich and Ozzy having a good time together. I understand. What a Shrek mean? That's weird. All right, let's get the final word from back to line one. Good morning. It's a boss. I'm doing well, my friend. The name of your adult film or sex tape, what would it be?
Every Which Way Wendy.
Every Which Way. There we go.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, pal. Thanks for calling. What do we want to do this morning? 732-774-4444. Monmouth County Fair passes for our favorite answer. We can go with that guy. We can go with, and what's your favorite this morning? What do you think?
I don't know. There were so many good ones. Did you have a favorite?
I mean, More the Merrier was pretty good. I didn't hate that.
The More the Merrier
There was
good.
One you said at the very beginning.
Loud
though,
and Proud.
Loud and Proud was pretty good.
I liked Loud and Proud, too.
What was like the second or third
Mikey's
one?
Big Stick.
That's not it.
Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast I like. That's
you
it.
Like Beauty and the
I
Beast?
I think I might vote Beauty
All
and
right,
the Beast.
All right, let's go Beauty and the Beast. That's 6516.
Yeah,
that's
we're going to go with that?
Text you back.
All right, you got passes to Monmouth County Fair, which is happening at the East Freehold Fairgrounds, the 23rd through the 27th of the month. Boss going to be out there on the 23rd and the, I think, the 25th.
Yeah, two
so
days we're there.
Look for the Boss Roadies out there a couple of the nights before the fireworks. But you can go there good for the night you want to go at the Monmouth County Fair. For that texter, we'll do those again tomorrow about 7:50. And your He Said.
She Said.
And there are some really funny answers on the Facebook if you want to go ahead and read those. Oh, again, before I forget, a lot of texts this morning. Big hello to Kathleen, who now lives in Seaside, but she requested the Frankie Valli song. Said she grew up in Newark, and she's been a lifelong Frankie Valli fan, so that's the only Frankie Valli song I could find, so I hope you enjoyed it. Get caller number 10 here. Good morning, the boss. Yeah, hello?
Hello.
Hello!
How are you?
I'm good. Who is this? What is your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike, it sounds like you're busy working while you're listening. You're busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. What do you do? What field are you in, if I may ask?
Building management.
Oh, okay. Oh. So you got a lot going on. People calling, going, I got a leaky pipe. You got that sort of thing going on?
You've been there.
I understand.
No, he's the one on the phone.
Yeah, you wouldn't want me as your tenant. Believe me, I'm a pain in the neck. Where are you calling us from, sir?
I'm calling from Long Branch, New Jersey.
Beautiful. We got a big show tee for you just for getting through, and you're qualified for $1,000 cash, my friend.
Excellent. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Please come out on Monday night, August 11th to Point Beach, because we're going to give away the $1,000 there that night. You don't have to be there, but we'd love you to be there. And if you wear your shirt out, we could pick you to win a bonus $1,000, okay?
Excellent. Excellent.
All right, my friend. Hang in the line. We'll get all your info. We'll get that shirt to you. Make sure you're in the running for the $1,000. Three more chances to play. We do it three times every workday. Summer cash payoff here on the Free Money Station. This here is the boss. What's he talking about? What is going on?
I don't know.
I love that, Rochelle. She's just the best. Never work with anybody as talented as Rochelle. Well, at least he agreed with me about the guy at Whole Foods and the Amazon return, at least.
Yes.
Get that going on. What is that, Grand Mariner? I don't know. Right, we're back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Knuckleheads in the news. Fast Five birthdays. Horrible Scopes are doing... No, Horrible Scopes. That's right.
No,
it's a digital edition only. I keep forgetting that. And we do have the wide world of... Nope, that's Thursday. What else do we have tomorrow? Animal stories. Animal stories will
One
happen
of those.
At 6:40. That's right. And of course, he said 7:50 and more cash too. Our summer cash payoff is on. Have a great day.